אחרי שנייה, פסוק, פרק בייס, פסוק חס. ויאמר בועז לרוס, הלוי שמעת ביתי, I've heard about all of your good deeds.
שמעת.
I've heard what you've done for your mother-in-law and how you were מגייר. שמעת ביתי, אל תלכי ללכוד בשדה אחר. Now that you've come to my field, I want you to stay here. I don't want you to go and take lekat shechem pay from other fields. I want you to stay here. Vegam loy savuri mize, do not pass from here. Vechos sid bokin im na'aroisai. There's obviously here a lot of repetition as pasik with all the various expressions of al telchi b'sadei acher. No, it's not a kriya chsiv. Shemat. I've heard.
Have you not heard?
Halo shamat bt,
have you not heard
that he, I guess he passed on this message. Oh, let's see the Rashi in Targum. Let's see, maybe become clear. Pasuk ches, there is no Rashi. Let's right away jump to the Targum. Pasuk ches in the Targum. V'amar boaz lerus haloi kabili mini virati, except from me. Translating the word shamat means you've heard already from me. Well, he says kabili. He translates over here shamat. Same thing. I guess it means that he maybe has already instructed them. I'm speaking to you directly now, but I'm certain that you already have heard the message. Obviously, there are things that are going on here behind the scenes. I've already conveyed to my workers this message, and they should have already told you, I want you to stay here. I don't want you to leave. Kabili mini. Kabili sim means to accept. Accept for me, Virati, my daughter. Lo sihochin l'mitzpar shuvlin b'chakal ocharon. Do not travel to harvest. L'mitzpar means to collect, to gather. Stalks. Chakal is a field. Ocharon, in another field. V'af, also. Lo ta'abri mikoh. Do not pass from here. Now here is where the Targum was coming to explain why there's so much repetition. What's v'lo savuri mizeh? Once already he told you, do not leave this field. So of course, it goes without saying, I don't want you to pass from here. So here the Targum translates, don't go le'umo ochoro. I don't want you to leave Klal Yisrael. You a megayer, stay the course. Don't go and go off the derech. Don't go and join another nation. Well, I guess it's dangerous. Every time there's a ger, we all know that. Every time there's a new convert, there's always a danger that they go back. They revert. They go back. It's an experiment. What? Well, he did not know. Okay, how literally you want to take these words? Don't stray. Don't go to another nation. Look at the words. Read the words literally. Lemezal l'uma ochara. Don't go to another nation. You've joined Klal Yisrael. Stay here. Don't go and go back where you've come from. V'hacha and to ti tosfin im ulem soy. And over here, v'hacha means over here, you shall gather with my servants, with my naoros, you shall continue to gather grain with my servants. So maybe you want to suggest, I don't know if this is really what it means, is that you're for sure going to remain Jewish, but maybe you might think that there's not enough food for you to collect here in this lands, the Jewish lands, so maybe you'll go to collect tzedakah, maybe you have some dual citizenship in some other country where you're entitled to receive welfare from another country. Don't. I don't want you to leave this country, stay here, and we'll support you. You'll continue to collect grain from this field. Okay, there are a number of few important Maamari Chazal. Number one, according to the long, the lot of Midrashim that interpret each word of this pasuk as a reference, like we mentioned, as the Targum alluded to, is make sure you remain part of Klal Yisrael. Now, the Targum, now if you would not learn like the Targum, if you would learn like Rashi, that says that at this point in time she did not yet convert. The first time she converted was when Rus told her to go to the Goren and to lie in the Goren and wait for Boaz to arrive to go to sleep, and Naomi said to us, I want you to wash. And according to Rashi, that word wash is interpreted to mean I want you to be tovel in the mikvah and to convert. So we learn like Rashi that she did not get converted until that point in time, and at this point in time she was still not Jewish, so obviously there was a still a decision to be made if she should be Jewish. She was still deliberating. She was still wavering back and forth, maybe yes, maybe not. So here Boaz is coming to encourage her, you got what it takes, I do want you to convert. That is of course questionable in halacha l'maaseh and in halacha, because in halacha we do not encourage potential converts to convert, and the other rabbi we tell them it's not a good idea. It could very well be that there are exceptions, and this indeed would be a very important source to study to see if there are exceptions when a person, we see they have what it takes, he has the right middos, he has the right ideas. So do we encourage him at some point in time when he already has expressed interest to continue and to become a ger? If we learn, not like Rashi, that she was not yet Jewish, and here she's still wavering, maybe yes, maybe not, and Boaz is coming to say, you know what, I think you got what it takes, I've observed you, I see you have the midos, you know the halacha, you're the right person, I want you to convert, and that's a very interesting thing what Boaz is telling us. What? Where is Rashi later on? Verachatz for Sach. Yeah, and doesn't say it there.
I have the Rashi. Rashi doesn't say over there.
Okay, it could be that it's not there. Rashi. Could be it's a few Rashi's later on.
B'tinah
v'avodah zarah shalach. B'avodah zarah. So what is b'avodah zarah shalach? So there, the Farshim elaborate. Okay, it could be not explicit. They elaborate, and it could be it's based upon other Mamari Chazal that she did not convert until that point in time. We'll come across it later on. I believe maybe it's a Medrash. Verachatz Rashi is drawing from the Medrash. To bathe means to go to mikvah, immerse in the mikvah, l'shem geirus. That would make this pasuk very interesting according to the Targum. The only problem is the Targum explicitly said that's not the pshat. The Targum said yesterday that she already converted. When it says hashava, when Boaz, the Nar, said to Boaz, this is the girl, the young girl who has returned from Moav, the Targum said, what does it mean? Return, it means returning. She has become Jewish. So it's a contradiction in the Targum itself to say such an idea. But if we don't focus on the Targum, we focus on other Mepharshim, it would be an interesting point to take note of. And in fact, there are other, the long list of Midrash, which I'm going to read some of them right now, says that this converted. Okay. And Chanami, so this is, there are Midrashim which disagree with one another. Yeah.
You were saying, Mr. Rabbi, that there's different views of what this Nar is saying. Negative and positive. According to the Targum, she's Megayer.
Yeah.
Is that the Shvach?
Yes. Right? He's telling her, he's encouraging her, according to the Targum, that she should proceed with her Geirus.
No, but is it known Boaz then?
Who's telling Boaz?
The Nar.
That was the previous pasuk that we discussed yesterday. There's Techiluk Idea. Some learn that he was praising Rus, and some learn that the Nar was disparaging her.
In light of that, the fact that the Targum says he's telling her in a sense that she was Megayer.
Yeah.
Is that Lashvach? He's praising her. He's giving feedback.
Well, the Targum is not necessarily saying that she should be Megayer. The Targum could be understood, especially according to his opinion, that she should not leave Yadlus. She already converted. But a convert is weak.
But Boaz didn't know this. Until
Boaz was told, according to the Targum, Boaz was told by the Nar,
right,
that Rus has converted.
Which is a praise.
Which is a praise. Well, not necessarily. Right. It's a praise. It's a statement. Whatever. The facts speak for themselves. She converted. So maybe he was saying her conversion is questionable. Conversion was insincere. Or was whatever the situation is, but he did make the statement that she converted. Boaz is coming now to be mechazeker. You have converted. You have joined Klal Yisrael. Don't leave. Stay where you are. Don't go to another nation. Don't view this as part of your exploration, your experimentation with religion. So you find very often people who become Jews, they've already gone through many other religions. They've charged. They've tried out Buddhism. They've charged. They've were Christians, and then they've charged. They've tried out many religions until they finally arrive at the truth. So there was a very great danger that this was just one step in her journey to find where she's comfortable. It's true. The Nar told Boaz that she has converted. But Boaz suspected, who knows, maybe she'll go off the derech tomorrow.
She's impoverished. She has nobody except for Naomi. She's she's an outsider, and he's trying to give her some encouragement.
Yes, absolutely.
No way, you'll be able to make a living here. And
okay, yes.
There was a case in Erzurum this past week. He came out. There was a very questionable family, and one of the girls wanted to get married. Her kids, her brothers had gotten married already, and she went to the Beis Din, and they said, "Show us your documents." And she showed them documents that her mother was a guy in the 50s and didn't get married till the 60s. So it was a good year. But brothers actually went through the Rabbanut, got it okay. But this clerk said, "I'm not happy." And he sent it and says, "We don't recognize the rabbi who lived in the Jews. You can't get married. You're not Jewish." So says, what about my whole family?
They have to also be Megayer again.
So they kept it quiet. So they did the Chumra. Everyone had to do a tefillah. But I don't, you know,
50, right? That was the article. 50 members of the family.
Right, that's it.
The 50 member family had to do, redo their gayrus. I don't.
One clerk said, "I don't like the, you know."
I don't care. Okay, that's a very big. They all had to have a tougher star bris again.
They don't know if there was another.
The article didn't say. Okay, it's all right. It's tough stuff. Okay, let's go further. Now let me read you this medrash. The medrash here elaborates upon the targum. The targum is telling us that Rus is telling her, "I want you either to convert, or I want to warn you not to go off the derech." So here, let's read the words of the pasuk. Boaz. Boaz says, "I'll tell you, lilkot b'sodeh acher." The word acher triggers off a reminder of the pasuk Lo yihya lecha Elohim acherim. Then when he says v'gam lo savuri mizeh, who is mizeh? Zeh keli v'anvehu. When it says v'chol sidbokim im na'aro, so you have a choice. Either you can say that it refers to klal Yisrael, ki nahar Yisrael vo ohavehu. This is a famous pasuk in Sefer Hosea, that klal Yisrael is a nahar. In this pasuk, it's used in reference in the positive form of their subject interpretation, that they're youthful, they're vibrant, they're nahar Yisrael. So therefore, v'chol sidbokim, I want you to join the Nar Yisrael. I want you to be part of Klal Yisrael. Or there's another pasuk in Eoiv where it says, in reference to the Suda of Leviathan, Ha-se sachek bo katzibar. Do you play with the Leviathan like a bird? V'sik sherenu linaro secha, which means, do you have, there's a person, do you even have the koyach to play with the Leviathan like a bird and to tie it to you and to bring it to your naros and bring the Leviathan back home as a pet to play with all of your young men? And there the Mepharshim explained that if you're going to take the Leviathan and bring it to your young men, we're discussing the Leviathan, anything that is associated with the Leviathan refers to tzaddikim, because only the tzaddikim will participate in the Sudas Leviathan. So the pasuk here refers to Leviathan, and it says we're l'narosecha. We have a Jewish that tells us the narosecha refers to the tzaddikim who are eating from the Suda of Leviathan. I think the second pasuk is a lot easier, just where it says ki nar Yisrael the oyhaveyu, which means that Klal Yisrael is called Nar. So we have here three psukim. One more time: don't go b'sode acher Elohim acherim, v'gam lo savuri mizeh zekeli v'anveyu, v'chol sidbokim narosai. Narosai is Klal Yisrael. What are you doing here today? Today is our Ashur day. He went away for Shabbos. He went away for Shabbos. Okay. Okay, let's go to the next. What? Chas v'sholayim. It's a Yom Tov when you come. It's a Yom Tov here when you're here. What are you talking about? Chas v'sholayim. I'm just joking around. You know that. Okay, let's go now. There is another beautiful Jewish I came across here in the Sarasi Bamedinas. This is a small point. This is Jewish. This is not pshat. Boaz here is coming to teach Rus Musa. He's giving her Musa. Let's go take a step back to Pasuk Zayin. Beautiful idea. Pasuk Zayin, Vatomer, she said, Alakitonab Vasafti Vomarim. We know that even Rashi says she did not literally say. She said it in her heart. You can tell you, you going?
I'm going to sit over there.
Okay, fine. So it says Vatomer, the previous pasuk is a report that either the Nairites, the young men, gave over to Boaz, and they discerned that this is what she said in her heart. Allah kotono the osafti va'omarim. Let me gather some stalks. Achari hakoytzrim, vatovo She went, Vatamot, she stood, Me'os HaBoker V'yad Ata, Zeh. Okay, that's the key word. Zeh, Shifta HaBayis Me'ot. And it's hard to translate what the word Zeh means, but it means that she's been doing this the entire day. She stands here the entire day, and she goes home just for a short amount of time to relax, if even she does that. Ulai, we had in the Targum told us that maybe she goes home for a few moments. Pon ze'er dein d'yasso b'vesat sivcha. Maybe she goes home to relax for a short amount of time. Boaz told her, my daughter, you're making a big mistake. Don't say the word zeh. Instead, say the word gam. I don't look at this event as zeh, as this, to the exclusion of all other events. You have to look at this in the big picture of things, that this is just one more event that is happening in your life. In other words, this we're trying to read, I'll tell you the idea, and we'll try to figure read this into the words of the Psukim. Rus was a newcomer to Klal Yisrael. She was going through a very difficult time. And she said, okay, I can deal with this event. I'll deal with Zeh. Shifta, the word Zeh goes back on the beginning of the Pasuk, on the end of the Pasuk. I'm willing to suffer the humiliation of taking charity and waiting the entire day in a hot field to collect a few stalks of grain and just going home here and there a few minutes to relax. It's a very difficult. I don't know if I can maintain this degree of, and I have no complaints. While I do this, I have no complaints against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I still want to be Megaya. Boaz says to Rus, you're at Tzadekis, but your attitude is something which is problematic. Because if you view a Nisoyon as a one-time Nisoyon, and you plan on getting through it, who says the next time you are presented with a Nisoyon, you'll be able to survive? When a person goes through a Nisoyon, you have to say, okay, this is Gam Ze L'Tova, Gam Zu L'Tova. This is a difficult situation, and there were in the past other difficult situations, and I have confidence that there are going to be more difficult situations, and just like I got through it in the past, I'll get through it now, and I'll get through it in the future. And the person starts making deals with the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam, you give me a very hard time. I don't know if I can do this. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, and today I won't complain. Today I'll swallow my pride. I'll suffer it out. But Ribbono Shel Olam, if you go and if you give me a hard time again, if next year at this time I'm still suffering, I'm still dirt poor, then you know what? I quit. I'm out. Yeah.
Did you once tell us, I think you were quoting Rabbi Reisman. Question is, and this was in Mishlei, I remember, or Eid, does God give you more than you can handle?
And you
had debated that back and forth.
Right.
Some say, whatever.
Some say, Hashem only gives you an assignment that you can handle. And it arises when he gave a shir and says that in his opinion, he believes that that's apikorsis to say such a thing. Because Hashem can do, don't limit the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem can do whatever you want. We don't know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs his world, but to limit HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say Hashem will only give me an Nisayon that I can handle, that you're limiting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem sometimes can overwhelm a person, and because Hashem is infinite, can overwhelm a person. Okay, this is so you have to understand what this means. I once told this over to someone. He told me, Rabbi Reisman, he doesn't really mean it like that. He tried to say that he's not saying any chidushim, whatever it is. Let's put that on the side. But it's a matter of attitude. Boaz is coming to give Musar to Rus that you have a bad attitude. Your attitude is zeh. I have here a difficult situation, and you're making a statement. Today, I can handle it. I'm with Rus, I'm a newcomer, but I can handle this type of situation years later. If Hashem is not going to change my fortune, then I quit. I don't want to be part of Klal Yisrael. Boaz says to Ruth, no, no, no. That's not the right attitude. The attitude is, it's difficult today, and if you want to join Klal Yisrael, and I advise you, you should join Klal Yisrael, as we saw that in all these Midrashim, Acher, Zeh, Narosai, you have to understand Gam. This is, Gam means also. This situation is one of many difficult situations that you have yet to encounter in your life. And if you want to join Klal Yisrael, it must be with this, the Emunah, that you'll get through everything. Don't say Zeh, say Gam. That's.
I have a difficulty with what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because the Nar said Zeh, and Boaz said Zeh. It doesn't say anywhere that Ruth says.
No, Vatomer. Vatomer means the Nar is relating
right.
What it's, but it is.
I don't know. Maybe the Rav, he's saying Lashon Hara and he's.
No, we are assuming. Okay, in this approach, we are assuming that he's presenting a true statement in the name of Ruth. We're not. Maybe
so you should say that, you know, he's presenting and
he's saying that. Yeah.
From the initial into.
Einochanam. That's right. So, but we Pasuk Zayin. Pasuk Zayin. Zeh shifta habayis ma'ot. The word Zeh is out of place. It's a very difficult translation of the Pasuk. But you have to read the Pasuk in its entirety. That the Nar is saying in the. But Vatomer is Lashon Nekeva. And Rashi says Vatomer Beliba. She said in her heart. And the Nar picked this up. The Nar was very
astute.
He very, very knowledgeable. He was able to understand what she was thinking. And we have a right to assume. It's presented here in this pasuk that the Nar told Boaz exactly what Rus was thinking, and part of that thought includes the feeling, the theme of Zeh. I'm dealing here today with a very difficult situation. I'm a convert. I have no relatives, no friends, nothing. I'm dirt poor. I'm humiliated. I'm sitting in the hot sun to collect, to make a few dollars to survive. And you know something, Zeh. Zeh means this. This and only this. I'm making an investment. You know, if you don't go to school, if you're not going to make, you don't go to school and invest money in education and in learning skills, if you don't feel that there's going to be a return on that investment or anything in that, for that matter, in life. So she's saying, Zeh, this is, yeah, so Boaz says, that's not the Yadus works. In Yadus, you have to have emunah pshuta. Yeah?
I want to say that Ruth was here during this whole conversation. She was in the field.
Yeah.
And she hears the boss comes and asks the supervisor, how's she doing? And she hears the story. So, wait a second, let me finish and you take my message. You heard this conversation.
No, Shema, we learn over here. Shema, you already.
I want to say Shema.
Yeah.
You heard the conversation between me and the Nar. So, based on that, I'll tell Chilul Koy, the Gamla Tavrim is there. That's why I'm assuming that you are taking the challenge of Zeh.
No,
because you heard the kid, you heard the supervisor say to me that she was Zeh, she goes back for the Zeh, right?
No, he's.
So Rus heard it, so that's why God says, you heard it, get strength and overcome. I'm not saying that that's the way, but you can learn it into the.
Okay, fine.
Not only that, but. The Malbim has a whole mahalak that the Nar was on her side.
Well, we had discussed this yesterday. There are two approaches.
Yeah,
there are two approaches.
He said, who is she? He
said, he's praising her.
First of all, he says that she's only taking leket. She's not taking shikha and peya like the others take.
Okay.
Only taking leket. And then it says, I didn't have the Malbim yesterday. He says that she was following the Kaisrim, only taking the leket, and she has so many bundles. She's been doing this all day. Zeh shifta. Just now, it's the first time she's
right,
been
right, right.
Down.
That's a Pashem shot. The Pashem shot is Zeh, is that, okay, Zeh means,
she
okay,
just now
for the very first time. Okay, in a
chalami. Or Baya said, look, it seems that this Nar is, likes you, and he's not going to give you a hard time. I have many fields. Don't go to the others because I don't know how they're going to take to you.
Right. This foreman is going to help you.
He's going to help you.
So stay here. In Echadami. Okay, that's a Pashim Shot. In Echadami. This is a Machshava that is presented in the Sefer Srasim Dinos, in the name of a Sefer called Eim HaMelech. I think it's a beautiful idea. It's a beautiful idea. He's trying to extract what exactly is the difference between the report that Boaz received from the Nar and Boaz's response. One of the major differences is the word Zeh versus the word Gam. In addition to the Pshat, Zeh has the connotation that in this difficult situation, she's only willing to look at it in the time and the moment. But there's no guarantee you can maintain this degree of Emunah. And Boaz says to her, listen, if you want to become a convert, you have to realize the whole life is going to be like this. This is just one of many other difficult situations which requires you to say that you have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, Gam Zeh or Zu Litova. Take the two words together, it's not just Zeh, it's Gam Zeh. There are other difficult situations in the past and there will be in the future. And only if you have that approach, that mindset, do I encourage you to go, don't go to another field, to Elohim Acherim, don't Zeh Keli V'Anveyu, Tidbakim Nara'usai Kinai Yisrael, only then do I want you to convert. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Okay, no, I'm sorry. One other important thing: the Chos Sidbakin is another very popular medrash. Is that here he was merames to her that he would marry her. He subconsciously confessed that he was thinking about marrying her because he said the word Sidbakin, and the word Sidbakin is a code for marriage. Al Kain Yazov Ish Es Aviv Isimo VeDavak BeIshto VeHayu LeBasar Echad. So being that he chose the word Tidbakin, he's coming to say, I want you to cleave. He could have chosen a long list of other words to tell us that he wants her to stay here in his field. He chose this world. He means, this. I have a potential shidduch for you. And who is that? Me. The Cho Sidbakin, you'll come, you'll marry me. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Tes. Einayim Basodeh Asher Yitzarun, I want your eyes. Einayach your eyes, Basodeh, in the field Asher Yitzarun, which you are harvesting. I want you to look here. I don't even want you, besides the fact that I want you to go to another field, I want you to pay close attention to this field. Veholacht Acharehen, I want you to follow, to trail my workers. Haloit Sivisi Es Hanorim Levilti Nogech, I've told my young men not to touch you. Vitzamis, if you are thirsty, Veholacht El Hakelim, you shall go to the well or to the various kelim, there's the jugs. Vishasis, you should drink me'asher yishavun hanodim, from where the young men, from where they are drinking from. Okay, let's see over here the Rashi. Okay, there's a lot going on here in this pasuk. Obviously, let's see Rashi. Pasuk tas vitzamis v'halacht el hakelim v'im titzma'i, if you are thirsty. Al tachlimi, do not be ashamed. Mileches, from going velishtois mikli hamayim asher yishavun hanorim, from which the young men are drawing. So Rashi adds the one very powerful word that it does not say in the pasuk. If you are embarrassed, im tachlimi, if you are ashamed. Obviously, this means that he sensed in her the midah of shame, which is the midah, one of the most important midahs of Klal Yisrael, rachmanim baishan. And Goimlei Chasadim. Obviously, she was a Rachaman and a Goimel Chesed because of her conduct with Rus, with her mother-in-law Naomi. She had Rachmanis upon Naomi. She did not abandon her. And now she was Goimelis Chesed by collecting grain on her behalf, telling Naomi, you stay home, I will bring for you food. That was Gemilas Chasadim. And here he saw her Midois, the Midois Toivos, and how she conducted herself in Meofen Tsanu. The tznius called. Therefore, he realized she had shame. She had everything that it takes to join Klal Yisrael. Let's see the targum. Pasuk tes. Tehei, he says to her, Tehei mis takal, mis mistakla. I want you to mistakala. Now, that this is a very powerful word. Mistaklas means to intensely gaze. There are two words for seeing. There's teriyah, there's a light glance, and histaklas. Histaklas means to intensely gaze at something. We know that a man is not allowed to be mistakla, to stare. A man is not allowed to stare at a woman that's not his wife, but he's allowed to look at her. What's the difference between looking and staring? Looking means just a casual look. But to stare, which means to focus on her beauty, which can lead they hear Avera, is forbidden. So here, the Targum, interestingly, chose the stronger expression for looking of mistakla, bichakla, in the field, the yich tzedun, which is being harvested, usehachin basrehon, and I want you to travel, I want you to follow, I want you to walk after my workers. After my workers, they harvest the field. It's inevitable. They're going to forget a stalk here, a stalk there, and that's lekin, and that you can take for yourself. Halah, is it not so? That fakedis, I have commanded yos ule mayo, my young men, to lo yikrivun bich, they shall not come near you. Okay, so here he's coming over here. Nogeich means not just to touch you. The little translation of Nogeich means, I told them no negiah. Right? You tell high school boys and girls in a co-ed school, you always read about this, no negiah. Negiah is asr. That's what it says here, Nogeich. No, that's not what it means according to Targ. It means, don't even come close. Don't even go near. The law yikrivun bich, don't go near you. When you're thirsty, I want you azili limonayo. Notice here the Targum does not make any mention of shame, not like Rashi. Go close to the utensils. Usehei shosyo, to drink mayo. Mo di malyon ume, from what? Drink water. Mo means from min, from di that malyon ule mayo, what my young men are drawing from. Now this pasuk here, there are a number of midrashim which tell us that he's being merames to her after the previous post, that after he's going to marry you, v'chos sid bakin v'davak b'ishta, he's going to marry you, from you will come out great talmidei chachamim. The Sanhedrin in the Torah is referred to as the Einei Ha'eda. So that's a remes. Einayich, you're going to have beautiful eyes. Your eyes is going to be, you're going to, from this basoda sher yitzer, from this field, from what you're doing over here, you're going to produce from merames the Sanhedrin. V'holacht achareihen, okay, and you shall follow after them. Let's go for samis. Samis means hoy called samei l'chu l'mayim, a reference to Torah. V'holacht el hakelim refers to, okay, kelim is referring to the source of Torah. V'shosis me'asher yishavun, you'll also be zochet to ruach hakodesh. Ushaftem mayin besasan mimayne hayeshua. That you, the Sanhedrin, the time of the Simchas Beis Hashoeva, was shoyev ruach hakodesh. So here he's being merames to her. Three things. Number one, from the word inayich, you're going to be, from you will come out members of Sanhedrin, from you will come forth Torah, you'll be thirsty, you'll drink the waters of Torah, and from you will come out ruach hakodesh. David is counted among the Nevi'im. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Yeah, yeah.
The Balbi says something else very interesting. He says, why should he take from the Mayim Asher Yishavun Hanaorim? Says you should drink from the water that the Naorim will draw.
Okay.
Why specifically? He says, because here the Shar over there was where the Sanhedrin met.
Okay.
He says, and the water over there was a very good water. He says, Mi Yashkeni, David HaMelech said, Mi Yashkeni Mayim Asher Bashar. He says, here they used to draw the special water, and since this was the Moshe Sanhedrin, only the men, the Narim, would go and draw the water there.
Taruvus.
Yeah.
Taruvus. Okay,
so
interesting.
There was a better water over here. Drink from that water, not the other.
Okay, this water is okay, there's no chashash. Okay.
Where is Sanhedrin?
There's an amount of bugs in it.
Sanhedrin Einayich.
That's what the Pashik says, but where do we see that Sanhedrin?
Where do we see that David? Well, it says that David, what did he occupy himself with the entire day? Dinei Torah.
Right.
So he was the Rosh, we have assumed he was the Rosh Sanhedrin, he was the Rosh Bezdin.
The Melech was always the head of the Sanhedrin.
Yeah? The Melech? No, not always. Not always. There wasn't always Talmud Chacham. Sometimes they were the Zara.
Not talking.
No, I don't think so. The Melech was not always the Rosh Hashanah. Okay, it means over here that David and Shlomo, Shlomo spent the entire day Oisik and Din. David was Don Yechideh. Right, so David, everyone else, the Umos Olam, they're sleeping, and he's doing Oisik and Dam Nida to determine if a woman is in his Mutal Bala. Oisik was so. David and his descendants were Tzadikim, they were Oisik and Torah. They were members of the Sanhedrin. Okay, there's another idea. Now, this is like more of a Kabbalistic idea of a Hoyuay Necha Rohis Esmairecha. There's an idea that a person should look at his Rebbe. I don't have all the details, but the first one explained there's a mila of seeing your Rebbe, and there's a mila of your Rebbe seeing you. It goes both ways. When a tzaddik looks at a person, the koyach of the tzaddik has a hashpah that it brings bracha to the person, and when the person sees his Rebbe, even if the Rebbe does not see him, it also brings hashpa. Many people, what? Goal of regal is to see. To see and be seen. Very good. To see and be seen. Here he's telling her, I recognize, now this is a very interesting idea, I recognize that you are a very righteous woman. I've observed you, I've heard about you, and I'm asking you a favor. He's here begging her that if you will be part of, could be the oni that will collect the leket, you'll be looking at my field, and your koyach of re'iyah will bring bracha to my field. I want you specifically a naich. I want your eyes basadeh asher yitzor, and I want your eyes to gaze at the field which my workers are harvesting, because your look will bring bracha. A person who is a stingy person, there's something called an ayin hara. A person is jealous and stingy, and he looks at his friend and he sees something. Either he sees it conceptually or he actually sees it. Ayin hara is real. There's something to it. We all know that only Yosef was Olei Ayin, but if not from the Mishpach of Yosef HaTzadik, there is such a thing. The same way there's an Ayin Ra, there's also an Ayin Toiv. When a person, if you have a good friend, and he observes, you make a simcha, or something good happened to you, and he looks at you, and he understands it, both in the eye of his mind, and his real eyes, and he's happy for you, that and causes the bracha to overflow, to increase, and to expand. And that's the message here that he's giving her. You, being the ani, you're doing more favor to me than I'm doing a favor to you. By me, you think I'm doing you a favor by letting you take some leket shechen peah? Just the opposite. By you coming and taking from me and looking at the field and seeing what's going on, that will bring bracha to me.
Well, it says later when she told Naomi, "Ha'isha Asher Asisi Imai Shmai Bayas."
Yeah,
I did something for him.
Oh, you should. Interesting idea that I did for him by letting him, by taking staka, the right oni that takes staka is doing the favor to the balabais. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. The pasuk says her response. Vatipol, so she fell down. Al paneha, she bowed before him. Vatish Tahu, and she bowed. So there are two different levels of bowing in art. So all the way down to, there are many different madrigals of bowing. There's bowing when you just bow your head. There's bowing on the knees. A person goes down on the ground, but his head is still raised. And then she falls all the way down 100%. That toy Mary love, she said to him, Madua. First. Uh-huh. So why is he here in that order? You have an idea why? I don't know these. I don't know. Okay, I don't know.
She fell down, then she got up because she felt it wasn't right.
Not sneers. It's not sneers for a woman to bow down in front of a man. I do not know. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Okay, let's see. She falls. Al panecha v'atishtachu. Or it's so. V'atumulon elov. She says to Madu Matzasi chin v'nechu. Why have I found favor in your eyes? Li hakireini. To recognize me, the Anochi Nochuya, I am a stranger. Even though according to the Targum she already converted, but still she's a newcomer. What?
Foreigner.
A foreigner, but even though I have already converted, but still in all, I'm new to all of this, and I do not deserve the great call. So let's see what it says. There is no Rashi. Let's right away jump to the Targum. Okay, yeah.
Boaz give her exclusive rights, meaning that no other poor can
have? No, he does not say that. Does not say that.
You can't do that.
You're not allowed to do that. Right. The land, the leket, you're not allowed to do that. The leket shechem peah does not belong. It belongs to everyone. It belongs, there's no exclusive rights in leket shechem peah. He just told her, you'll be better off here than going to another field.
His servants.
Not to touch her. Not to harass her. Not to harass her. Or, and also let her drink. Just accommodate her. If you see that she has anything special, you have to accommodate her. Don't give her a hard time.
But since there was a silent, she's a mayavia.
Oh, so he's coming to
Shiloh. Don't, even though you might think that she can't
maybe
come because she's a guy.
Maybe he told them that her kugerus is kosher. This was the very big debate of the time. Can a woman from the nation of Moab come? Do we apply the rule to women as we apply it to men? So maybe here Boaz is trying to emphasize, tell the workers that yes, her gerus is valid. Let's see the Targum. Pasuk Yud. Unifalas al apo. She fell on her face. Use gedas al arosh. She lie down on the earth. She bowed down on the earth. Okay, so there are really two parts. There is vatibul al ponecha vateshtachu arza, and then what did she say? Vamaras leh. She said to Modain, "What is this? That ashkachis rachamin. I have found mercy beinoch in your eyes. Leish de modo usani. That you should recognize me. You should recognize me as being a person that's deserving recognition. No, I'm a nothing." Here, the Targum adds in a lot of interpretation when he says, "Nuchriya, I'm a foreigner. No, me amo nuchriya. I come from a foreign nation. Mib noshon de Moav, from the daughters of Moav. Ume amo from a nation. Delo idaki lemeal. Now, here's a lot of idaki means pure. Okay, that's a very powerful word. Tahar, a nation that is not tahar to come lemeal, to enter b'kohola da Hashem, the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so now there is over here a lot of discussion. There's a lot of the Mepharshim pick up upon this on the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch has an incredible chiddush which is shaloi kahalacha. We don't follow halacha l'maisa, and he says as follows. Go to the pesuk. I don't have the pesuk here in front of me, but it says lo yavoi amoni u'ma'avi b'kahal Hashem. The pasuk could have stopped right there. And Amoni Umalavi may not enter into the nation of Kodesh Baruch Hu. But it does not stop there. It goes on. It gives you the reason. And then it goes on to say something else. They curse Klaishol. And then it goes on to conclude, that's the main point we need to focus on now, is Lo Sidroi Shloimam Vitoivasam Kol Yomecha Lo'olam. Don't seek out their good and welfare forever. Seemingly, that expression is superfluous. Once it says, "Lo yavoi amoni umayavi b'kahal Hashem," they may not enter into the nation of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And after we give the reason, because of lachem demayim and the curse, that's enough. It's self-understood. If they're not coming in Klal Yisrael, we're not required to sidra shlema v'tayvasa. So you can say, so al derech before we. Derech Pshat, you can say, let's say, Rachman, so we know in Nepal there was an earthquake. So who has sent the most Eretz Yisrael? So let's say there would be an earthquake in the land of Moab, Amun and Moab. Okay, we don't really have today a nation of Amun and Moab because Sancheirav came and Balbel all the Amos. So then it would appear that if it was a Jewish state that Shomer Torah Mitzvos, they would first have to ask the Sanhedrin, are we allowed to send out a rescue team to participate and save these people from the earthquake and set up a hospital? So the pasuk says no. Lo sidroi shloimam. It's one thing. There are two things. First of all, if they apply for citizenship, if an Amoni Mavi comes to the Rabbanut and says we want to convert, we say sorry, we don't accept you. That's one thing. If we hear that there's a disaster on the other end of the world in Amun and Moav, lo sidroi shloimam v'hayaluchud. That's something derech pshat. Don't go sidroi shloimam v'tayvasam. It's none of you. That's not what Hashem wants from you, to go and send out your time, resources, effort, and money to go and help out in Amun and Moav because of what they have done to us. First, the pasuk. You don't have to apologize for the Torah. The Torah says this is what it is, and that's what it is. That alchor is pashup shat. But the Minchas Chinuch goes a step further. The Minchas Chinuch says, even though Amoni Moav may not come to call Hashem, that only really means they cannot intermarry. But an Amoni Moav is a lot of Megayer. Okay, we don't really understand the full. We think that if an Amoni Moav says, I want to be Jewish, we say to them, I'm sorry, we're not giving you geiros. That's not so. And Almoni Umayavi want to become Jewish, they're accepted. They convert. They can convert. They observe Taryag mitzvos. Ad kedei kach, if the Mechal Shabbos, they get skila. That's seemingly how most Mefarshim learn. And Amoyavi Umayavi can become part of Klal Yisrael. But, so what does the Pasuk mean, B'kahal Hashem? They can marry. You can be Shomer Torah U'mitzvos, B'chayiv Skila, sit and daven the longest Shemona Esrei in the Beis HaKnesses, wear the most expensive tefillin, be the biggest Talmud Chacham, but you can't marry one of ours. You can't marry a Yisraelis, you can't marry anyone else, even a Giyaris you can't marry, you only can marry one of your own. An Amoini can marry an Amoinis. A Moyavi can marry a Moyavis, a converted one, and they're observant, they're going to have to form their own little group, their own little community, okay, their own little community, but they cannot lo yavi Amoni. What?
Left or whatever they call themselves.
Oh, listen, you're going a little bit too far there. You're going a little too far. Okay. But it's a very big chiddush, right? They can convert. Here's the shaila. Let us say, here's the dilemma. Big machlekes apoiskim. An amoini umayavi converts, and they're sitting in shul, and they're davening along Shmona Esrei, the Shomer Torah Mitzvos, and amoini married amoinis, and amoyavi married amoinis. Are you allowed to say good morning to him? Minchas Chinuch says, no. Every single person you walk in the street, good morning, how are you? Shalom Aleichem. What about the Amoini and the man who converted? The man who converted, and he's perfect. He's a Shomer Torah Mitzvos, 100%. No different than anyone else. There's still a price to pay. You can convert, you can be with us, you can live in our community, you can be observant, you can be mitzi me in the mitzvah. Kol Yisrael arevim ze lo ze. He can be the balkoire. He can make the brachas. I can answer amen. But you don't give him a yashikoyach. You don't give him a yashikoyach for his services. You don't give him yashikoyach. Why? Because it says lo sidroi shloimam v'toyvasam kol gimechol oilam the minchas chinuch. This says applies even after they convert. They can't marry. Lo yavoy, that's a marriage. That's why the pasuk emphasized this point. So along comes Rus.
Best for them is that they marry and have daughters, and then
that. Oh, they have to marry. They marry daughters. They have a daughter, so then the daughter can become full fledged Jews. Enochanami, because it's only in the males.
Can't go and say hello to the shver.
Can't talk to the shver. You can't. You don't have to. You don't have to call up the shver erev Rosh Hashanah and wish him a good year. Like Sidroi Shloimah B'Tavasa, drop dead. My shver. You're in Koilel, you're the Rosh Hashiva, you support me, you do everything for me,
but
drop dead. Le-sidro Yishlem, who says this? The Minchas Chinuch says this, a shocking Minchas Chinuch. So many of the commentators take this Minchas Chinuch and they apply it to Rus in this pasuk. That's exactly what she's saying over here, especially when you learn like the Targum. So what does it say over here? Rus converted. She converted. So she's a convert. Everything is fine and good. There's a debate raging in Klal Yisrael. Who is she allowed to marry? No one is coming to question her geirus. That's how we're going to learn. She's good. She's a geiras. She's chayiv in all the tayag mitzvos. She's observant. So everything is good. But can she marry? Oh, that's a machlokes raging. Maybe only the men can marry, but the women can marry. Or maybe no. Maybe the women can't marry either. This was not yet clear in the entire Klal Yisrael. So even if the halacha is, whatever the situation is, let's say even Lu Yitzuya, she's allowed to marry. Rus said, but it still applies to me. The pasuk lo sidroish shloimam v'toyvasam kol yimechol oilam. And therefore, Boaz, you the gadol hadar, you're doing an avera by telling your young men levilti nogeich, not to harass me, and to tell me that if you're thirsty and you're embarrassed, go, don't worry, I made a special mechitza for you. You can go and you can drink at the well, and if you need this, you can do that. You're not allowed to do that. It's the Beferish Apostolic in the Torah.
Even what we said earlier, Sid the Good, you will get married.
Okay, that's all Jewish, but one thing at a time.
Yeah.
She's giving him Musar. I'm a Geoyres, I'm Jewish, but you're not allowed to do this. This is exactly what it says in the Minchas Chinuch. You violate the Minchas Chinuch. You don't know the Minchas Chinuch. Who doesn't know the Minchas Chinuch?
That's why she was on her face. She was embarrassed even looking at him, and she was giving him
okay.
So giving him the opportunity to avoid.
To that, basically, when you go on to say who gate, who got, in the next pasuk, what he's basically telling her is, we don't pass him like the Menchas Chinuch. Or what he's saying is not necessarily that we do not paskin, even if we do paskin like the Minchas Chinuch, that's only for men. For men. Men, they're totally chutz lamachne, they're out. They can marry. You, who could marry into Klal Yisrael. So if you can marry into Klal Yisrael, the pasuk of Lo Yovi Amoni Umayovi Bekahal Hashem, you're not even included in that category. Alachas Kama Vekama, you're not included in the category of Lo Sidroish Shaloimam V'Tayvasam Kol Yimecha Aloilam. Beautiful idea. It adds a whole new flavor into the conversation between Rus and Boaz. She's presenting the Minchas Chinuch, even though I'm a Gioris, I'm Jewish, but you're still not allowed to give to inquire after my welfare. Okay, let's see that now you have a long have that. That's okay. So this is her response. Okay, let's go to Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ayan Boaz, Boaz responds. Boaz says, Vayomalo, he says to her, who gave to God, he was told to me, Kol Asher Osis Escha Moseich, I heard about the Chesed, what you've done with your mother-in-law, Acharei Mos Yisheich, after her husband, after your husband died. After your husband died, Vata'azvi, you have abandoned Avich, your father, Vimech, and your mother, the Eretz Moladetech, and your land, Vatelchi, and you have traveled, El Am Asher Lo Yedat Mol Shulsham, from time immemorial. You don't know from this nation, and you've done an incredible chesed, and therefore there's nothing to worry about. Let's see Pasuk Yud Aleph in the Rashi. There is no Rashi. Let's go to the long Targum, very long Targum over here. Va'asev Boaz. Boaz responded. Va'amar la. And he said to her, Is chavo'o. Is chava. Here he translated with two words. Well, who gave to God? It means it's been revealed to me. It has been revealed to me. Li al meimar concerning chakimaya, concerning the chokhma, the mamar hachacham al meimar. He's here studying the ending al meimar chakimaya through the word of the chachamim. The chad gezar Hashem, when Hashem put against you a gezera lo. Gezar, the Chan Gezar Hashem, when Hashem was gezer on the nation of Amon Umav. So here's where he's presenting for the very first time the halacha. This is possibly the most critical section of Sefer Rus. This targum that we're learning now is the meat and potatoes of Sefer Rus. Why we learn this on Shavuos, everything that why Chazal made sure Sefer Rus is here. It was told to me from the words of the Chachamim. The Chan Gezar Hashem lo Gezar al Nuk bayo, Hashem did not gozer on the females. Elohein al guvraya, Akadosh Baruch Hu was not gozer on the males, only on the men. Vasar, so the word is Akadosh Baruch Hu. Dechan gezar Hashem lo gezar al nuk bayo, Elohein
al guvraya.
Not upon them, but rather al guvray upon the men, only on the men. The isamar alai, and it was told to me. Now here is a very powerful thing. Binavua, it was told to me through prophecy. So here, Ifson was a shayfet. Boaz was Ifson. He was one of the shayftim who had prophecy. The asidin lemipak minoch. It's going to come forth from you, malchin kings, unaviin prophets. Begin in reward for. Tevusa, the good thing, the good deeds, the avadit im chamosich, what you did with your mother-in-law, defar nasat yosa, you supported her, bosar de mitzbalich, after your husband died, while your husband was alive, it was not your, you had no control, then your loyalty, all of your focus was upon your husband. A woman has to focus, you learn that also, you're interesting, that while she's married, it wasn't even an issue, because a woman, while she's married, she's chayiv to focus on her husband. That's one of the reasons why. She's well. She's part ad kedei kach. She's even part from kibud avohim. Even more, she's even part from half the mitzvahs. One of the reasons why all the mitzvahs say she has man gram and nashim apart according to Chazal is because her first loyalty is to her husband. Her first loyalty is to her husband. She doesn't have time to mekayim all of the mitzvahs, tayag mitzvahs. So Hashem said, okay, focus on your husband. And even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu you potter, and you also potter from kibud avohim to some degree, so certainly you potter from worrying about your mother-in-law. But after your mother-in-law has died,
the
husband has died. Well, that's part of the rise, because since the assumption is that your husband, they'll take care of it. So the mist, but now that your husband has died, ushevakt, and now that you have left dichalsich, your land, dichalsich means dichalsich means your idol, your fear, your deity. The chalsich means the thing that you are afraid of, and that your deity, the avodah zara, you have abandoned the idols of the land of Moab, and the amich and your nation, avuch of your father, the imich and your mother, the ara and the land, yal du sich of your childhood, the azalt, and you've come li is gayara to convert, ulumitav and to return, bein am dulo ish ulumitav and to sit among the nation, bein am nation dulo ish de moda, you do not know lich you may es moli umid mikamohi, that you do not know from time immemorial. So here we have here in the Targum, this very powerful Targum of eating a lot more to the pasuk is number one, and two minyan said this is, I've been told from the Mamar Chachamim, from the Talmidei Chachamim, lo yovei amoni umavi bekal Hashem, is only on the men and the female, therefore you are okay, you can come into Klal Yisrael, and the laws of the Sidra and Shlomo to us does not apply. I have also revealed to you that you're going to come, you're going to marry to have prophets, Melochim and Nevi'im are going to come in reward for the kindness that you've done by abandoning your Avodah Zarah, by abandoning your land, the chesed you've done with Naomi and in your land, and coming and joining part of Klal Yisrael. Okay, let's go to one more pasuk. So now this next is a very beautiful pasuk, very powerful pasuk, where he says to her, pasuk Yibez, Yishalem, he gives her an incredible bracha, beautiful bracha. Yishalem Hashem Paalich, may Hashem reward you for your deeds. Usehi Maskutech, may your reward be Shleima, complete. Mayim Hashem Yisrael, Asher Bos, whom you have come, Lachasois, to take shelter, Tachas Kinafov, underneath his wings. Okay, let's see over here Rashi. There is no Rashi. Let's go to Targum Pasuk Gibbeis. Yigmol Hashem Lich, Gimul Tov. May Hashem reward you with good reward. Ba'al Mohadin in this world. So here it says, here the Targum is coming to address the repetition. You should reward in this world. Okay, Paulech is in this world. Al O vadach tof, through your good deeds, vehi agrich shalim leolma deasei, and may you be rewarded in the next world. Min kodem Hashem for Kodesh Baruch Hu elokad Yisrael, daaseis leiska yara, who you've come to convert, uleis chaba'a, and the word leis chaba'a means to take refuge, shelter, to host beneath tilal, the wings, shechinas yikorei, under his wings. And now he goes on to say something extra, uvahi zechusa, and in that merit, an incredible targum here, scary stuff, tishtezvi, you should be spared, min din gehenom, limhevei chulokin, and may your portion be with Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah. Unbelievable targum. He's telling her, number one, you should be rewarded in this world. Yeshalem Hashem pe'olech. And then, usehi maskutech shleima in oilam haba. Mim Hashem lokei Yisrael asher bos, which you have come in to take refuge, tachas kinafav. And then he adds over here something which does not say it all in the pasuk. There's no remise to this. Be spared from dino shel gehenim, and be counted among the imos. One of the imos, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Valeya, you'll be together with them. Could very well be that this is one of the makoros of Yiskar. Okay, it's very interesting that in Yiskar we mention by the Noshim, we mention Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Valeya. Among the traditional, I'm not talking about these new nuschos. Go to a modern Orthodox shul, sometimes they'll have a Mishra Berach, they'll be embellished the Mishra Berach with nuschos that are not traditional, and they'll add in women and things that are very questionable. But in the traditional nusach of Yiskar, let me actually read it. when I started saying Yiskra, I was very yeah, so that's something that's very interesting, because you don't, I don't think there's a precedent for that. We have any other part of our tefillah? Okay, I'm looking. One moment. Yiskar, page 810. Okay. I got 810. Yiskar. So here, when it comes over here to the women, it says Yiskar Lakim Nishmas. Bavur, Bavischarzet, Hey Navshot, Sura, Bitsura, Chaim, Im Nishmois, Avraham, Yitzchak, the Yaakov, Sara, Rivka, Rachel, Valea. Now, by the men, does it say? By the men, also it says the same thing. Okay? By men as well. Shalach, Shabinet, Bitscharzet, Navshot, the men, Bitsura, Chaim, Im Nishmois, Avraham, Yitzchak, the Yaakov, Sara, Rivka, Rachel, Valea. Okay, that's a chiddush. If we were writing for a Haredi audience, Yiskar, would we write Sar Rivka Rachel Valeya? In the Shemona Esrei, on the profile, you couldn't put a picture, right? On the Facebook profile. What was Sarah's Facebook profile? What did it look like?
No problem, there's no picture.
Did Sarah have a Facebook profile? Did she have a Twitter profile? I once went to a shir, you know, and he says, I'm not chas v'sholem choyshed. Anyone in this audience has a Twitter's. Twitter's, he said with the plural. A Twitter's account. Chas v'sholem, I can't even imagine, is anyone here that has a Twitter's account? Okay, what?
Most ridiculous.
Okay, but any event, look in the Shmon Esrei. Okay, look in this week's parsha. V'zacharti es brisi Avraham, v'es brisi Yitzchak, brisi Avraham eskar, v'aretz eskar. Do we mention what about the bris of Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Valea? No, it's just not in style. The Shmon Esrei, okay, Avraham, okay, Yitzchak, okay, Yaakov. What would have been so bad to say, okay, Avraham, okay, Yitzchak, okay, Yaakov, okay, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Valea? What would have been so terrible? Chazal, that's the way it is. Whatever it is, it is. So it's the first time I started saying Yitzchak, I just took note. I found it to be very interesting is that when you talk about the tzaddikim, their neshama should be bound with the nishmas of Avraham, Yitzchak, the Yaakov, men, and women, and then also Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Valea. The im shart tzaddikim visit koniyos shabagan eden. Where did Chazal find the precedent to this? Obviously, it's a relatively new nusach. When was Yiskar written? I don't know when it was written. Was it written more than 400 years ago? Was it written more than 500 years ago? Did they say Yiskar didn't start? What? I can't imagine Yiskar is more than 500 years old. Maybe I'm mistaken. It's called Hashkava. There are things that you say, but this in particular nusach. But you do find in this targum, this is a very fascinating Targum. The Targum here says that Hashem should reward you and may your neshama be with the neshamas of Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Valea. We do find such a concept here. In ancient, this goes back to the time of 2,000 years, this Targum. And you do find such a thing. Your neshama should be tsuruda in the tsurur of Nashim. You're bound up. Now, it's not Shakash here dealing with Rus, a woman, one woman with another woman, but at least we do find such a nusach. Okay, one just short var, there's a very nice var from Rabbi Shul Salanter, just a short yidi, we finish, is that he says that it's very dangerous in this world to be blessed with, to have bracha. Now, it's dangerous because you don't chas v'shalom want the person, you should be eating up your zechuyos in the next world. You need bracha in this world to survive, to use as an opportunity to do good. But if the bracha does not lead to further good, does not serve as an opportunity, as a means to do more Torah mitzvahs, then there's always the danger the person is eating up his reward in the next world here. So what's so terrible? So, you know, you have to go to the store, you work very hard, you like to put away money in the bank, you work hard, right? So let's say you make believe a person, he makes $100 a day. So you gotta buy some food, so you cost breakfast, so you go buy a cup of coffee, so you pay whatever you pay to buy a cup of coffee. So you pay for it. So you gotta live also. I mean, Shaul Slanta says, when you buy a cup of coffee on Avenue J and Avenue M, how much does it cost a cup of coffee? On Avenue J, I don't know. What does it cost? You go into the bagel store. What do they charge a cup of coffee? Anyone know? A dollar? Okay, a dollar? Let's say you're in a hotel. You go to the, I don't know, what's the most expensive hotel? Okay, the Waldorf Astoria. They don't. They close down. Then they close down the Waldorf. No, it's still no. Okay, the Waldorf. The Waldorf. You go into the Waldorf. You go into some. I don't know. They must have some little restaurant. You order a cup of coffee. How much does it cost? $20. $20. Right. You go to an expensive. You want the most foolish little simple thing. A wake up call. Right. Can you call up the receptionist? Can you please call me at 6 o'clock in the morning to wake me up? And in the Waldorf, and then you get your bill on the way out for the wake up call. On the bill, they've added $50 for the wake up call. So Yishol Salanta says, this world is a very expensive hotel. It's not just stam. You do mitzvahs, Torah u mitzvahs, and you have zuchuyos, and the zuchuyos are put away for Olam Haba. But you gotta live also. I need to pay the mortgage, I need a car. Alright, so you get a good deal. You shop around, you go online, you find a good deal, you get a good deal. No. That's not the way it works. This world is not secondhand merchandise. This world is the most expensive hotel. When you have benefit in this world, if that benefit is not being used to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to go further in your Avodas Hashem, it's just an end to itself. It's the most expensive hotel. It's like any little simple thing you get is eating up your Olam Haba to a degree that you can't imagine. So here, that's the bracha that he's giving her. He's telling her, I want you to tell the Rus, you've done great good things. I want you to be rewarded in this world. In Targum, Yeshalem Hashem Pa'olech, in this world. But chas v'shalom, the reward you receive in this world should take away one iota from the schar in the next world. Usihi, despite the fact you receive reward in this world, maskutech shalema, your reward in Olam Haba shall be intact 100%. It should not be what the Shol Slata says, the expensive hotel scenario. Everything you get in this world, you should use to further your Avodas HaKodesh. Okay, we'll stop over here.